News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
I want to turn to shocking new figures that revealed almost 1,700 children aged between 5 and 17 are waiting more than a year to see a psychologist. We're joined by the Senator and Chair of Oireachtas Committee on the Future of Mental Health Care. She's also the founder of Pieta House, Joan Freeman. Joan, your reaction to these figures, they are pretty startling, aren't they?
Of course they're startling, but they're startling for years, Shane, to be perfectly honest. This is just, it's nothing new. But what I suppose I would love people to understand is, you know, behind every single number there, we are talking about parents who just don't know what to do. They are waiting for the HSC to give them an appointment. Many of those parents will say that while their children are on that waiting list, they develop other issues. One parent in particular spoke about how her daughter developed an eating disorder while waiting on that list to be seen. But then also what you don't see there too is that some of those children should not be on that list. And when they go and are eventually assessed, they're put on another list.
Do you mean they shouldn't be on that list? What list should they be on, or why shouldn't they be on that list? I'm just curious.
So, for example, if a child is showing signs of autism, they then go on a list for disability. And that is another list. And what is terribly, terribly frightening in this is that a child, especially in the early years, need to be assessed immediately because they need the intervention during those early years to help them for later life.
What do we do? How do we address this? Is this a resources issue? What's the problem here?
It's certainly not a resources issue when we come to funding, because the HSC would tell you that, you know, we have a health service receive over 900 million euros a year. And in fact, that's supposed to be more per capita than any other country in Europe. The question about that, though, is how is it being spent? It certainly does not reflect, that number does not reflect on frontline services. And so, again, as chairperson of the Joint Oireachtas Committee for Future Mental Health, we've been asking the question, where is the money? Where is it? Where is it actually going? And what we are trying to uncover is that there are so many people working in health services who are managing nothing. And our question last week was, how many clinical people do you have working? And how many non-clinical people do you have working? And also decisions made about these frontline services are made by people who have no clinical background at all. I'm talking about in the administration area. And I'm certainly not talking or condemning or saying one bad word about all those men and women who work on the frontline in sometimes such appalling conditions, okay, who are trying their hardest.
Okay, Joan, you believe it's time to take this system away from the HSE. I understand why you would make that argument. Is there a danger in doing that, though? It's kind of back to the drawing board, and it would take years to come up with a new workable system.
I don't agree, really. I've again been giving out for the last couple of years about reports. We've had the most incredible reports come from some incredible organizations that are giving incredible advice that could be followed up on. They have always been ignored, always. So the work is already done. It's about putting a body together that will not only identify the needs in each of, I mean, Ireland's divided into 9 CHO areas. So we need a body that will identify the needs, which will be very different in each of the CHO areas, but also implement the solutions. And that could be done in a 3-year time frame. But the way we're going on, nothing will ever be resolved. Children will be suffering. The parents are the ones who have to hold everything. You know, we saw those figures, you know, 110 children under the age of 4, or, you know, 2,500 altogether. There's 18,500 parents in this advocacy group. It's called a dedicated children's advocacy group. They call themselves the Warriors, who have been fighting for years to try to get these children, their children, help.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Senator Joan Freeman, founder of Pieta House and chair of the Oireachtas Committee on the Future of Mental Health Care. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.